Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And your answer might be no.
No, he hasn't.
Does your brother like ice cream? You might say yes, he.
Yes, he does.
If a person let his yard become grown up with grass, and maybe let his gravel in his driveway get scattered all over the place, or you might say he just
doesn't take care of the yard.
What kinds of buildings would you have on a farm?
Barn, silo, stable, outhouse.
I guess the building you store corn in would be a
silo or a corn crib.
What would you call a building or a part of a building where you might store grain?
Well, silos used for storing grain, and I've heard them called granaries.
Mm-hmm. The top part of a barn where there might be hay sometime would be called a
hayloft.
If a lot of hay is gathered and set in a barn, how might it be kept?
In bales.
And sometimes if they don't tie it up, they just keep it in a big
haystack.
How would a haystack be shaped? And
it's usually like an inverted cone.
What kinds of animals would you have on a farm?
Pigs, cows, chickens, horses, goats. Ducks, geese, you might find any kind of animal on a farm.
What would you call the area where all the ducks and geese and things like that might be kept?
Farmyard, I guess. Never having lived on a farm, I'm not familiar with it.
What would you call a place you'd get butter and milk from? Or the place where the butter and where the milk actually comes from. But a place where they keep the cows to get the milk from.
Well, the cows would be kept in a barn.
Uh-huh. And the milk trucks that come around and bring milk would come from
a dairy.
What would you call a place where horses graze?
Pasture.
What would you call grass that grows in a field, or grass that might grow in your garden or flower bed that you didn't want there?
Weeds.
Cotton and corn and things like that would grow in a
field.
What kinds of fences would you have around yards and gardens?